Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you
of your boundless mercy.
And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I now forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant the introit of the day together. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you and with my spirit. Let us pray together the collect of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with the word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I will not rebellious. I turn not my backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheek to those who pull out the beard. I hide not my face from disgrace and spitting, but the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today comes from the 118th chapter, verses 19 through 29. We will read responsive. Open to me the gates of righteousness,
that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank that you have answered me
and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected
has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we pray, O Lord.
O Lord, we pray, give us success.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God.
And he has made his light to shine upon us.
Bind the festal sacrifice with cords
up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give you thanks.
You are my God, I will extol you.
You are my God, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The epistle today comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in form of God, did not count equity with God thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 27th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." When he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus?" He knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." And then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, they compelled this man to carry his cross. When they came to a place called Golgotha, which means a place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. And they sat down and kept watch over him there, and over his head they put a charge against him which read, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of God. Come down from the cross." So also he gave the chief priests with the scribes and the elders, mocked him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts God, let God deliver him now if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him kept keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." There were also many women there looking on from a distance who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, 'While he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he is risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. And having heard God's word, we confess our Christian faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Continue with singing, "A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth."
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When a couple is engaged to be married, countless decisions must be made. Among them are the day and the time of the wedding. First, there's the day. What day works best for friends and family? What season of the year will make for the picture-perfect wedding? When is the church, or in modern times, the venue, available? And then there's the hour. When should the wedding begin? Enough time needs to be allowed for pictures and guests to go to the reception, but not too much time. And once the day and the time are set, wedding websites actually count down the days, the hours, and the minutes until that happy occasion. On this Sunday of Passion Week, we discover that our God also cared and counted and was concerned about time. In particular, not only the day, but the hour of his son's death. And rightly so. The hour of Christ's death is the fulfillment of the entire Old Testament. When Adam and Eve sinned, God promised a time when the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. This prophecy was the first pointing to Christ of hundreds more to follow throughout the centuries. The prophets declare who this promised one will be, the Messiah, the Son of God, the all-powerful King whose kingdom will never end, the faithful servant of the Lord, and yes, he is God himself. The prophets describe what the coming one will do. And although Lord of all, he is the servant of all. He will proclaim the gospel, heal the sick, give sight to the blind. The prophets declare that the king comes to save not in power with horse and chariot, but in humility, riding on a donkey. He will be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. He will be despised and rejected, mocked, beaten, spit upon. Excuse me. His hands and feet will be pierced, his clothing divided by casting lots. He will be stricken, smitten, and afflicted, as God lays our iniquity and the iniquity of the entire world upon him. He gives his life as the perfect offering for our sin, so that by his wounds we are healed. However, it wasn't only the prophets who foretold the hour of Christ's death. The festivals, the sacrifices, and the temple itself all find their culmination in Christ's death. The coming of our Savior is the year of Jubilee, his death, the day of atonement. He dies at the feast of Passover, for he is our Paschal Lamb. All the blood shed at the temple points to the shedding of his blood on the altar of the cross. He is the eternal temple, destroyed only to be rebuilt in 3 days. Thus, not only the Old Testament, but the entirety of our Lord's earthly ministry anticipates the hour of his death. Before his first miracle, the changing of the water into wine, he announces that his hour has not yet come. There would be times when the religious leaders desire to arrest Jesus and put him to death, but it doesn't happen because his hour has not yet come. Finally, the chief priests and the elders do conspire to put Jesus to death. They plan to do so after the Passover feast. That isn't the divinely appointed time either, for the Lamb of God is not to be sacrificed after the feast, but during the Passover. So after earnestly praying in the Garden of Gethsemane that if it was his Father's will, he be saved from this hour, Jesus declares to his disciples, "See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Now is God's time."
Maybe.
The hour. The entire Old Testament, all of human history centers on the hour, the ninth hour on Good Friday, 3 p.m. when Jesus died. His death was preceded by 3 hours of eerie and unexplainable darkness, the sign of God's judgment and wrath over sin. And then, at that ninth hour, the hour when the Lamb was slaughtered at the temple, when all of the prophesied was fulfilled, Jesus yielded up his spirit. No one took his life from him, but he gave up his life of his own accord at that time, at that hour. The death of Jesus at the ninth hour on Good Friday fulfills all of prophecy and is the climax of the Lord's earthly ministry. This event is the culmination. This event is the culmination of history. But not only is the hour of Christ's death at the center, in the focus of the scriptures and all of history, but the hour of Christ's death is the hour of your salvation. At that hour, the Lamb of God shed his blood and offered his life as the sacrifice for your sin. Your perfect Passover lamb has been sacrificed. All of your iniquities were placed on him. And Good Friday is your day of atonement as Christ offered himself as your substitute. The mob at Jesus' trial shouted, "His blood be on us and our children." And they spoke in derision, "But you speak in faith. Oh, please let his blood be on us and on our children. For the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. The blood of the Lamb is the means by which your sin-stained clothes are washed and made white. His blood is not only on you, but in you. During this hour, you receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. The hour of Christ's death is the hour of your salvation. When Jesus died, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, top to bottom. The hour of his death not only reveals that he is the perfect Lamb, but is also your great high priest who has offered the atoning sacrifice for your sin. And with that all-availing sacrifice, there is no curtain of separation. The way to the Father has been opened to you through the flesh of Jesus. Your sin no longer separates you from your Creator. Instead, you have access to the most holy place, the heavenly temple where you will dwell in the presence of God for all of eternity. The hour of Christ's death is the hour of your salvation. When Jesus died, there was an earthquake, and in that hour, the bodies of many believers were raised from the dead. And as the centurion witnessed these events unfold, he confessed, "This surely was the Son of God." This will not be the only earthquake with the subsequent opening of tombs. On the third day, at an early hour, there will be yet another earthquake, and the angel of the Lord will roll back the stone from the tomb where Jesus was placed. The saints that were raised from the dead on that Good Friday point ahead to Jesus' resurrection and to your resurrection on the last day. As Jesus declares, "Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. The believers raised from the dead on that Good Friday reveal the purpose of our Lord's death, to save those who were condemned to die eternally. Since he died and rose again, an hour is coming when your body will be raised from death, and you will enter with him into the life that never ends. The hour of Christ's death is no coincidence. The very moment of his death was planned from all eternity. This is good news for you, because the hour of Christ's death is the hour of your salvation. The hour we commemorate Jesus' death is at hand. He enters Jerusalem on a donkey's colt, his eyes fixed upon the cross. And in the coming days, we walk the ways of sorrow with him to the very hour of his death, confident that at the moment he yields up his spirit is the very hour of your salvation. Amen. And now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till he returns again in glory. Amen. Continue with the offertory.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold hold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
If we were having school at this place, my grandson would say, "Let's sing our song." Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice. Let us pray for the church, that the Lord would defend her against all enemies and keep her true to Jesus Christ by the power of your word and spirit. Gracious Lord, keep your church in mercy, that she may endure the assaults of the evil one and remain faithful for the sake of those numbered within your kingdom and those who have not yet heard the gospel and have been brought to faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all pastors, for all church work vocations, and for all the baptized in their vocation as God's people. Almighty God, by your Spirit, you have established us as your church and granted to us particular vocations within the church, home, and community in which to serve you. Grant to us every good gift and blessing needful, that we may honor our calling and serve you to the best of our ability, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those preparing for baptism, for the newly baptized, for those being catechized as children and adults, and for those joining our congregation. Almighty Father, your word will not return to you empty, but will accomplish your purpose. Hear us on behalf of those who have heard your word, who are being baptized into Christ and joining the fellowship of our congregation, that they may keep the faith with holy and joyful hearts, trusting in Christ as their Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the government, for all in authority over us, for our own lives as citizens and neighbors. Almighty Lord, you have established the kingdom of the left and hold accountable all those who govern in this and every place. Guide our president, the members of Congress, the governor of this state, and all who make and minister and judge our laws, that they would serve nobly and wisely, pursuing the path of justice and protecting those least able to protect themselves, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for an end to violence and terror, for those imprisoned, for the troubled in mind, for those who suffer any afflictions of the body. Merciful Lord, your grace is sufficient for all our needs, and you have promised to be the strength of the weary, the hope of those who fear, the healing of the ill, the fullness of those disabled, and the peace of all who are distressed. Hear us on behalf of all who have asked for our prayers and all whom we name in our hearts. That they may be well supplied by your grace in their time of trouble, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those not yet of the kingdom, that God would make us bold to speak the faith to them, and that hearing they might believe. Everlasting Father, it is your will that all should be saved and come to a knowledge of your Son by faith. Give to your word success, and deliver from error all those who live in darkness, that they may walk in the light of the Lord Jesus, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the earth to be fruitful, for our good use of all of the fruits of the earth. Blessed Lord, you give food to the hungry and provide
for all our needs in this mortal life. Grant to us a grateful heart and a knowledge to use wisely and well all that you have entrusted to our care through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for our unity of doctrine and faith and for our communion this day upon Christ's body and blood. Holy Lord, as once your Son was welcomed with palms and hosannas, help us to welcome him who comes to us this day in the blessed sacrament of his body and blood. Guard us against the false teaching and help us to discern truth from error, that none may be led astray or lost from the fellowship of your Son. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. With thy spirit, lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again. And the serpent who overcame the tree of the garden may likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also,
He took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Distribution this morning, we will meet at the curb as we did last week. If you can walk up and receive the elements, if you're able to walk up and receive the elements, please keep your distance of 6 feet from the person next to you, and we will proceed in that manner. If you still want to receive it in your car, you may follow those walking by driving up.
Take and eat. Jesus' body given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take also and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins.
Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do this in remembrance of him. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you, the remission of your sins.
Now the true body and blood of your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ, will keep you steadfast in true faith till life everlasting. Because of Jesus' death and his resurrection, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all. To light and the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
Amen, amen, amen.
Sing the last hymn, Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Can I see?
Thank you, Pastor.